This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The State House Education Committee met for the first time in the 2018 session today. Members took a few minutes to know Don Kirkegaard, who is serving a one-year term as Secretary of Education. Kirkegaard told the committee he has spent nearly 40 years as an educator, beginning with his first teaching job in the small northeast South Dakota town of Bristol. Deputy Education Secretary Mary Stoddick-Smith says the state has lost 25 districts in the past 15 years. In the current academic year, South Dakota has 149 districts. A winter weather advisory covers all but the far southwest corner of South Dakota today. That replaces the winter storm watch that had been issued for East River. Kyle Weiser with the National Weather Service says the track of the storm is moving north. He says that reduces South Dakota's snow and wind potential.
You know, I think in general it comes down to a little bit more confidence that we're going to see something more in the realm of 1 to 3 inches versus maybe 3 to 5 inches. And then I think if we can keep those wind gusts down to 40 miles an hour or less, that really limits the ability to kind of provide those whiteout conditions. So our hope is that we get the 1 or 2 inches of snow. The winds are going to gust to 20 to 40 miles an hour. And we will see reduced visibilities. We'll see slick roads. There will be some hazardous travel out there, especially during the evening and overnight hours. But at least right now, it does not look like we'll have quite enough snow or visibilities quite low enough for a long enough time to go towards the blizzard or the winter storm warning.
Far eastern counties in North Dakota now have a winter storm warning for today that does include Fargo. Weiser says even though snow predictions have changed, the region will still go through several days of bitter cold after the storm moves out. Just as a reminder, a winter weather advisory in effect for all but the far southwest today and tonight. Cloudy and becoming windy this afternoon. Rain changing to snow. Falling temperatures from northwest to southeast. Highs in the 30s and 40s. Again, those temperatures falling throughout the day. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.